Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Savvy Time, the podcast. I am your host, Astrid Zagazetta, and on this podcast, I like to educate and motivate on topics relating to wellness, self-improvement, and the art of aligning, of staying connected to your truest self. How often do you find yourself thinking about what could happen 5 years from now? How often do you find yourself reminiscing about the past and letting those emotions take over your now? How often do you miss out from the moment because you're so caught up in certain things? Right now, at this very moment, you are listening to this episode. You are possibly relaxing or you're possibly doing something. Whatever it is, just be present. Many times, and we don't even notice it, we live in the future. And if it's not the future, then we're living in the past. But we struggle to be in the present. Day by day goes by, and you are still thinking of what could have been or what was. Those thoughts are the thief of joy from this moment, the present. To me, being in the present isn't art. It is a skill that takes time to acquire. It requires a lot of emotional power, a lot of self-awareness. To some more than others, of course. Everyone is different. Everyone has different life experiences, different traumas, different levels of ambition, different goals, different responsibilities, different life purposes. You may live in the future. You may be constantly stressing or getting anxious due to uncertainty of what could happen, so you try to control it. But let me break it to you. What is meant to happen will happen. Even if we don't like it sometimes, it will happen. What is meant to flow is gonna flow. You may have a perfect plan, right? You execute the plan and everything goes in the right direction. You spent so much time thinking about this plan, living in this plan to make sure it all goes smoothly. Yet no matter how perfectly executed, something unexpectedly goes off track. Because what is meant to happen will happen. The same way things happened in the past as they were meant to, it's going to happen in the future. And eventually, the future will become the past, and you'll be thinking about the past, stir up negative or positive emotions, and now you're living in the past. What has to flow will flow. What had to flow already flowed. You eventually have to let it. You may be a person that has learned to be in the present. Maybe you think about the future or the past a little too much at times, but as long as you have the awareness, get yourself back on track, then you are doing better than you think. As part of human nature, we're going to reminisce of the past because we don't see the future. There is nothing wrong with that. So just because you find yourself in the middle, you don't necessarily live in the future or the past, but you sometimes think about it a little too much than you would like to, it is all part of the journey, so it's okay. Being in the present gives you awareness to what is around you. It could teach you a lesson. It could inspire you. It can make you feel at peace. It could help you think clearly. But most importantly, you are in the moment. Right now, I want you to take a moment and see what's around you. Take a few deep breaths if you need to, but see what's around you. How do you feel right now? How's the temperature in the room? Get a feel for your surrounding, your environment, and tune in. If you are a person focused on the past, has there been times you've been so focused on what was, what could have been, to the point you are not really aware of the current moment? You know what's happening, but you're tuned out. It's most likely that you're living in the past. But what can you gain from it? It already happened. Can you go back and change something? Unfortunately, no. But what you can do is change your emotion your perspective, your reaction, and your decision of choosing to be in the present where you can make it beautiful, or to be in the past that's already gone. There is nothing you're gonna gain. You can learn. You can learn from your mistakes. You can learn from mishaps. You can take the lessons with you and use them as a reference, but you cannot let it dictate your future, and you cannot let it get in the way of your life. You cannot let it affect your present. If you are sad, if you are mad, observe your thoughts. Why are you sad? Why are you mad? And of course, it all depends on the thought too. It could be trauma. You felt powerless. That is so, so difficult to deal with, to heal, to let go. It takes a long time. It takes intentional time. It could be a good time in your life where you felt the greatest. So you reminisce those times because you don't see them happening again. Or maybe you regret something. Maybe someone hurt you. That's where your inner strength can help you make peace. And we are all strong. Before you say, oh, but I'm not strong enough. No, you are strong. We all have strength to get us by a situation only if we use it. It takes awareness to realize if your past is affecting your day-to-day, your energy levels, your self-perception, your mood, and including how you show up to others. Your own mind is stealing you from your present. As difficult, as dreadful it can be to accept, to heal, to let it go, it's for you to cherish your now. It's for you to be at peace now, not for anyone else, but for you, for your own sake. You can't be sad your whole life. You can't be mad your whole life. You can't be living in 1999 if it's 2024. Life is so beautiful. You're going to have happy moments. You're going to have sad moments. You're going to have confusing moments. There's going to be people that are going to intentionally hurt you. There's going to be people that you're accidentally going to hurt, or maybe intentionally too. But make sure that at the end of the day, you are at peace and you are happy. If you live in the future, you're not going to be at peace either. Why worry? Why rush? I feel like in today's society, everyone is rushing. Rushing for what? Like, please tell me, what are you rushing for? When you are who you are right now, get to know yourself. Explore your mind. Explore your talents. Enjoy where you are, because this is your now, not your forever. Life can change overnight. Trust me on this one. Life can change overnight. Life can be all sunshine and rainbows, and then the next day it's gonna be all gloomy and just rain clouds. So no matter how perfectly you have something planned out, it could turn upside down if it's meant to happen, if that's part of the journey. When we live in the future, it causes anxiety. It causes stress. Why add an extra load of worry about something that is not there, and we don't even know if it'll be there anyway? When you have enough to focus on for today, the worries of today are enough. The energy that you need to put in today, that's enough. That's enough. It is still today. It is not tomorrow. Worrying, rushing, anxiety, stress takes our peace away. It simply takes your happiness away. And what are you gaining from rushing if it's going to happen anyway? You're always going to rush to the next thing, and you won't remember today at all. You want to reach the pinnacle, but it's a process. It's not going to happen overnight. It's a journey. Enjoy it. Cherish it. Be grateful for it. Learn as much as you can. Don't allow the what-ifs take away from your present. Have faith. Have trust that everything will work out. It's good to think about the future. Don't get me wrong. I think about the future too. I think about my goals, I think about my plans, because you do need to think about it at times to get yourself on track, to help you achieve those goals, to help you reach those milestones, but it is not okay to live in it if today is not over yet. Do what's in front of you and then move on to the next task. Take one intentional step at a time. Don't focus on the whole staircase, let alone the whole building. Focus on the step in front of you. If that step breaks, see how you can get over it and then go on the next step. I know that kind of sounds silly, but I was trying to find a good example. But the biggest coincidence happened actually when I was working on this episode. So me getting off track, of course, I randomly opened up Pinterest because that's what I do when I'm in the middle of a task. I just go on my phone, which is really bad. But I opened up Pinterest and the first pin I saw said, and I quote, "You will get there, but right now you are here, and here is wonderful." I saw that and let me tell you, my jaw dropped. I said to myself, this is perfect for this episode. So that's why I wanted to share that with you guys. It really takes so much mental power to be in the present. It is so easy to be in our heads. It is so easy to reminisce about yesterday. So easy to worry about tomorrow. But unfortunately, it takes us away from our present moment. And the present is so beautiful. It's so wonderful. It is so peaceful. A few weeks ago, I went on a bike ride. And this bike ride, I was intentional with in being present. Intentional of enjoying the breeze. Feel the warm weather. Admire the trees. Appreciate the work that my muscles were doing. I ended up taking a small break and sat down at a bench in front of a lake. And all I did was enjoy the moment. I was so present, and that's what I needed. Because during that time, I was so in my head. I was having so many catastrophic thoughts of just random things happening, of someone that I love getting hurt, and so many, what if this happens? What if that happens? I was so in my head. It was giving me a lot of anxiety. It was giving me a lot of sadness, a lot of worry. It was affecting me so much. I can't even express how much it was affecting me. But I went on this bike ride and I was intentional of living in the moment because I told myself I cannot be stressing about the future and I cannot be having these thoughts because there's like a 1% chance of them happening anyway. So it's all a process. It is all a journey. At some point in our lives, we've all been stuck in the past, some longer than others. The same way we have lived in the future. It could be for a short period of time, it could be for a long one, but it's normal. It's part of human nature. It's all about being stronger, being self-aware, being intentional with our actions. If you're struggling with this, don't be hard on yourself. There are different ways we can practice this art of being present. Meditation, of course, I know all of you have heard about it, but with meditation, you are focused on your breathing. You're focused on your body. You are in your body and you're just focusing everything that your body is doing, your lungs. If you have to move your arm, you're going to be focused on the muscles of it. Like, you are focused in meditation. And it takes time to fully, I would say, understand it and to fully grasp it, basically. Because at first, you're possibly going to be getting off track, but with time, it's going to get easier. It's going to feel better. It's going to feel more refreshing. Prayer. There is no special way of praying. I just want to tell you that. It's about being present and communicating your feelings, asking for guidance, just saying how you feel. That's all that prayer is about. And expressing gratitude. All about expressing gratitude as well. Another one is journaling. And journaling is a big one for this. I highly recommend it. I recommend journaling to everyone. Really, I do. Asking yourself questions can help you identify the root of it. Question one, you answer, and then question two. And then question after question after question, you get to the root of where these thoughts are coming from, of why it's difficult for you to be in the present, of why you keep focusing on the past, or why you keep focusing on the future. So journaling, I really recommend. Exercising as well. When you're exercising, you are being intentional with moving your body. At least I hope so, because it is really one of the ways to maximize a workout. that mind and muscle connection, whether it's yoga, and yoga is great for being in the present. I'm telling you, it really is. Whether it's a HIIT workout, whether it's strength training, even cardio, I feel like swimming is a really good one for this when you're just swimming. Like, you don't focus about anything. You're just focusing on the water. That's it. It could be a walk. It could be running as well. And last but not least, my favorite one of all is being in nature. Nature is just so amazing. Oh my gosh. But taking a walk, playing a sport, you can be playing tennis, you can be playing volleyball, baseball, football, whatever it is that you would like to play. Exercising out in nature as well. Maybe just doing a quick cardio or a quick HIIT workout just outside. Fishing. I know fishing also is like a meditation for some people. Anything, really, anything in nature, because nature is so beautiful and so calming. It gives you joy. It gives you peace. It gives you creativity. This episode was inspired when I was moving my body while I was in nature. Most of my ideas come when I'm in nature, actually. But all of this is going to help. I do want to say it's not going to happen overnight, but it will definitely improve over time. Enjoy your life. Enjoy where you are right now. Enjoy your current age. Enjoy your current activities, your current hobbies. Be present in whatever it is you are doing. You see, there was a time in my life where I was so stuck in the past. It led to so much sadness. And for what? No, I literally asked myself, Astrid, why were you so stuck in the past? But it was because it was the only thing I knew. But it didn't serve me. I really gained nothing from it but sadness. Nothing changed. That part of my life was gone. It was finished. I could not bring it back. Nothing could bring it back. And I was hurting myself by putting all my energy, all my thoughts, all my emotions into that. Now, I don't live in the past anymore, but I was struggling with living in the future. So, you see, it takes time. It really does take time. Several months ago, on a Friday, I started crying in my hospital bed. I had a horrible migraine, and I started crying because I knew I had to go back to the same job that gave me that migraine on Monday. It was Friday at 2 p.m., and I was crying for Monday. I thought to myself, I'm going to continue getting migraines and blah, 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 which is why I started crying. I am being so serious. I started crying because I thought that was my forever job. Like, come on, Astrid. But for real, it happened. And things like this, it's going to happen sometimes. It's going to get the best of us and you're just going to let your emotions out. But fast forward 6 months later, I'm all good now. At the time, I couldn't see there was something more suited for me. I knew there was. I just didn't know how long it would take. So I was worried that there wasn't. I was stressed. I was anxious. I was worried. I wasn't at peace. I was not enjoying the moment. You see, you cannot do that to yourself. You have to be strong. Sometimes being strong can get tiring, especially if you feel you're being strong for too long. But you are your own best friend. You can get yourself in a rut, as you can take yourself out of a rut. You can get yourself living in the past, as you can take yourself out of it to enjoy your present. The past and the future don't exist. The past is gone. It's finished. It happened. The future is not here. It doesn't exist. But you know what exists? Right now. Right now, at this very second, you are here. So, I have a challenge for you for this week. Do something for 5 minutes every day to get you tuned into the moment. Journaling, meditating, praying, breathing, whatever it is, one of the things that I mentioned, whether it's exercising, anything that can get yourself to be in the present. Have the awareness. Journal about it too. Type it out and see how you feel. Write down what you did, how it helped you, if it helped you, and that way you're going to start figuring out what helps you best being in that present moment. Also, observe your thoughts and see what you think most about. Is it the past? Is it the future? Or are you in the present? Are you happy with where you are right now? Observe that too. The affirmation, I always have an affirmation for you, is I am at peace with my past. I am in love with my present. I am excited for my future. I want you to repeat that after me. I am at peace with my past. I am in love with my present. I am excited for my future. If you're getting anxious about the future, just repeat, I am excited for my future. If you are upset about the past, just repeat, I am at peace with my past. If you're struggling a little bit being in the present, just say, I am in love with my present. Remember that you are really strong and you can do anything that you set your mind to, okay? All right, well, that's all I have for you today. Remember to enjoy today. I am grateful for you joining me. And if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with someone who you think might need it. Make sure to leave a 5-star rating so we can continue to grow our Savvy Time community. It takes less than 5 seconds. I will talk to you next time, and I hope you have a blessed and a prosperous day.